Rasheen February is the centre manager. Rasheen, we were talking about you yesterday, so let's hear from you this afternoon. What is your perspective on this?
Firstly, good afternoon. I can say that Angus McKenzie is a blatant liar. He's misleading the community and using the community for his own political gains, and especially the disabled group. Early in June, he called me and asked me if CARE and JPF have asked me to use the building. So I said yes, and he asked me, why did I say yes? I said, because the building is really damaged, and no government department is helping to, or nobody's assisting to repair the damage. The groups that they can't afford it, they are all non-government organizations. And this would be an opportunity for the building to be repaired. It's been vandalized before the lockdown, because there's no security. And during the lockdown, it got worse. So JPF and the CARE organization approached me and asked if they could do the repairs at their own cost. And that, for me, was a plus. So I said yes, because after this, the building will be in a better condition for the groups to come back. So Angus said, Rasheen, my fight is not with you. My fight is with JPF and CARE and the ANC. I said, but this has been wrong. You can't do that. But in any case, he went ahead and even telling people that I'm illegal there, which is also misleading the community, because the agreement that we have as a management was with the city of Tygerberg then, and the lease will expire in 2003. But it was only an agreement where they said they will maintain the building until 2003. I was only employed in 2003. And his mother, Carol McKenzie, was on the management board then, and the DA councillor, Theresa Thompson, was on the board then, and some city officials.
Rasheen,
so how could that be illegal?
You were not coerced.
No, definitely not.
You were not, forced. Okay. Were you aware that the restoration work was so that an isolation quarantine facility could be set up? They told you that was what they were doing.
Yes.
Angus McKenzie said that the rules for the use of that building specifically prohibit any use for any kind of health-related activity.
No, that is not the truth. Because there are other organizations. The Department of Health is also, not now with this COVID, they have programs there, and the diabetes people are there, and other people with other disabilities, and medication are given for people. So how can that be? No, he's just talking nonsense. He's misleading the community.
And the fact that you served eviction orders on community groups that were no longer able to return to use a facility that they needed to use?
Yes, that is something else that's also not the truth, because nobody got an eviction letter. I spoke to the groups that's there, ORCID, the old age, everybody's over 60 with comorbidities, so and they agreed, they came to fetch their stuff. I spoke to the karate, a contact sport, and the lady of the karate are even sponsoring some of the things for the repairs. So they came to fetch it, they didn't get letters. The church, I spoke to them, they came to fetch the stuff. Table tennis, I spoke to them, they came to fetch the stuff. The disabled group was the only group that asked for letters so they can inform their members the way forward, and they agreed. I spoke to Priscilla, the chairperson, and she asked me for the letter, and I gave them the letter on the 24th of June already. So 2 months later, nearly 2 months later, he wanted to start an argument, because in the meantime, Angus has asked them to support him. He doesn't have support in the community. He didn't get any support from any other organization.
And well, he got enough support from the community to be elected as the councillor for the area, and one can't take that away from him.
No, I'm not going to talk about politics. That is something completely different. We're talking specifically about the program at the multipurpose center. In fact, he's telling everybody that the management board is legal. But then I said, if I don't have to take insults from any group, especially the disabled group. So he and another lady that was there, I think Frances Lombard is her name, she's also from the DA, and they begged me to stay. He didn't tell the people that. Because if I leave, I give the keys back to the Department of Public Works and Transport, and then none of the groups will be there in any case. So he begged me. He didn't tell the people that. I can leave. But he was the one begging me, but he doesn't tell the people. But in the meantime, he's telling people I'm illegal there, but he doesn't tell the people that he's begged me to stay.
That is the view of Rasheen Febbery, adding to the two views that you heard yesterday.